And we are back after a brief Thanksgiving recess.
A hiatus.
A hiatus.
Bilateral hernia. So to you, I say, Klaatu Barada Nikto. And so that'll be a special message to people who like the movie from 1951.
The Day the Earth Stood
the
Still.
The Day the Earth Stood Still. And unfortunately, the Earth is not standing still. More people are dying. More people are being shot. I call them gun nuts. I'm sorry, because I met them in Sacramento, are totally causing. I wish we could have like a national referendum, a day where the whole nation goes on strike and we just do it. We just do what Japan has done or what New Zealand has done and other countries where the gun deaths have gone down to de minimis. I'm just really sick of it, and I'm sick of it here in San Francisco. We look good because we have good gun laws and we try and everything, but I'm getting really fed up with the fucking police and this what I see as no training, or a poor guy with a knife gets what's up with this shit,
surrounded by about 10 officers,
with their
guns drawn, clearly somebody who's having a mental health issue.
Yeah. And they don't do it. And then, the police chief in Richmond actually brought that town together. A lot of black anger there, as should be. And unfortunately, he left and went to Arizona. I don't know why the fuck he couldn't have come here. We need a new age here in terms of police. And I think, our police, they are better than when I was here in the 60s and 70s. But there's some kind of stasis that's happening. And we're enabling this. So, there was the Guatemalan young man shot in the back. There was
Amilcar Lopez.
Lopez. There was Nieto, of course, which is now be in court. And all I hear is, no, we were justified. That is not enlightenment. And by the way, if you're going to have body cameras, I want the hot cop. I want to see his body on camera. And also, he's in trouble. He ran away. Poor guy. And the poor people he hit, even worse. I don't want him to be the signature of the San Francisco police, because things do get trivialized. But, we need reform now.
No, we do. And in other countries, this idea that the cops have to shoot anybody who's carrying anything even remotely like a weapon. In the United Kingdom, for example, police officers are trained in non-lethal ways to stop someone carrying a knife. And they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Someone attacks them with a knife, they've got nightsticks. And I'm not saying that the person isn't going to get injured, but he'll be alive. He'll wake up the next morning alive. And that's what's happening, is so many people are getting killed, are dying. And on the gun thing, I think the New York Daily News had a great cover. They posted all of the tweets from all of these Republicans like Rand Paul and the Republican leaders saying, our prayers go out to San Bernardino.
Puke.
And then their headline said, God isn't fixing this.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
It's up to us.
It's up to us. And prayers aren't doing any good. What we need is some backbone by people in Washington, D.C. to say, we're not all enthralled to the NRA.
Well, speaking of criminal justice, it looked like there was some sunshine on, the possibility of Republicans and Democrats getting together around, too many jails and too crowded and sentencing reform. They backed away from that a little. But here in San Francisco, we have it right in our face, to be or not to be, to have a jail or not to have a jail. And it's come down to petty politics and will there be an earthquake in Nepal? But will Peskin come back and save the day? I have to say, with all due respect to Aaron, if it was me, where's Amiano? Because without him, that's bad if you only have one person, during Hanukkah. So
I think what they're talking about is,
I hope Aaron shows up if he comes.
I think that what they're talking about is, will we have that sixth vote? I'm not even sure that it's necessary though. What I'm hearing is that the Board of Supervisors is not really in a mood right now to spend $215 million on a new jail, particularly when that's not bond money.
That's
what's called certificates of participation. That's money that
comes from the general fund.
It comes from the general fund. Yeah. That's money that could go
cops.
For nurses. It could go for cops, it could go for nurses. It could go for social workers. It could go for mental health. It really is a trade-off here.
It's ledger demand. It's all sleight of hand when they're talking about that. And there are, I think I didn't go to the committee meeting that was, I think, held by Jane Kim in regard to alternatives to building prisons. But I'm sure there were some great ideas there because we heard them in Sacramento.
Yeah, about, no, there about are plenty of, particularly since
rehabilitation.
The thing that strikes me is
consequences. If you know, I mean, it's not, you know,
84%.
I get a pass.
84% of the people in the San Francisco County Jail have not been convicted. Yeah. They're there because they can't make bail.
Yeah.
So you just do even modest bail reform and you won't need another jail.
And about the cameras, you know, we got to give, there's always unsung heroes. And one of them is on the police commission, Petra de Jesus. I mean, she really speaks her mind and she's so correct on the cameras, you know, where the cops cannot pull the plug.
No, and
if
we're,
they feel it's going to get them in trouble.
We're, no, no, those cameras need to be on. If you're going to have body cameras, they should be on all the time. They shouldn't just be turned on when an officer thinks an incident is about to happen because...
Well, they're so busy leaving their guns in the... You know, and kudos to David Campos, too, for bringing that issue up. There's so many law enforcement who have left guns in cars, and those guns have been ripped off, and then they're used in a killing.
Right.
The poor kid in Oakland, the muralist, that was a stolen
gun. And the woman on the pier.
And the woman on the pier. I mean, it does break your heart, but at the same time, you know, let's wake up. So the Chronicle, in its typical, never give the left credit, never acknowledge anybody, trivialize at all, did an actual editorial where they called the cops to task about it and everything, and never acknowledged that David Campos has a wonderful piece of legislation that addresses this issue even before the shit hit the fan. You know, that's called leadership. That's called vision.
Right.
You know, and in this town with the cops, it's called courage. But no, the Chronicle can't do it. But they can have the lovely Deborah Saunders and her transphobic. I don't know if you saw that column. She just will not let go of her transphobia. It's always something about transgender and what they need to do, you know, that colonial thing. Got to do it my way. And then the other day, she did a thing about needles. You know, that's been settled. I remember when I was on the Board of Supes and we had to declare a state of emergency every 2 weeks until we got the state to have needle exchange. Well, now we have, it appears to have an issue of enforcement. So people are complaining about needles on the street. All right, I get that, if in fact it can be verified. But of course, she uses it to rally the troops around, should we even have needles?
Should we even give out needles?
I know. Don't use rubbers because that encourages sex.
How many lives?
Go back to the Fox Network.
How many lives have been saved by needle exchange in San Francisco? A lot. I mean, I remember too. I remember in the early days, they had a group called Prevention Point.
Yes.
And they just went out on the streets without any authority, kind of wondering if they were going to get arrested. And what they were doing was saving lives.
I know. And then, we know we did celebrate, you don't celebrate it, you commemorate, World AIDS Day. Things are better, of course, but things are not so good either in terms of, you know, education, young people. There are some incidences of infections going up. We hope that San Francisco maintains and of course doesn't back down from needle exchange, which has been, you know, a very, very beneficial policy that now is under attack by pea brains, you know, at the Chronicle because they need to sell something. Speaking of needing to sell something, we're selling naming rights to San Francisco General. So Zuckerberg now says he's going to give away all his shit, and he has a baby, and I understand they named the baby Emoji. So I'm going to give away all my shares. I'm going to do this. I'm going to jerk off, and you'll all be happy. But, you know, it's an LLC.
Right.
And LLCs do not have any transparency. Well, limited.
Limited.
And there's certain taxes they don't have to pay. The one thing is you keep control.
You keep control.
And so maybe he'll do some.
I'm sure he'll give some of it. But here's the thing. All right. In a sane society, he wouldn't have that $45 billion would have been taxed. I mean, he has made a fortune of $45 billion, one of the greatest in the history of the world. And he's going to end up paying zero taxes on any of it.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if that money was taxed at a reasonable rate and that money came into the city and the state and the federal government, and we could have elected officials spend that in a way that's beneficial to communities, not just to what Mark Zuckerberg wants. I mean, all right, he created a company, but that doesn't mean that he's the president of the United States, the governor of California, the mayor of San Francisco, and the Pope altogether.
No.
He shouldn't decide where everybody's money goes.
Well, he gets everybody kissing the tookus, you know. I mean, what can I say? There was one more thing. Oh, you know, the LGBT class at SOTA has been very, very successful, and we're looking towards Mr. Carranza. I'm trying to get a meeting with him and at Matt Haney. Matt Haney's been doing very, very well on this issue. There are
on the school board.
There are other high schools who would like to have an LGBT class, and we're not seeing any movement on that right now. So I'll keep you posted, because especially when the need is identified by a school saying, we would like to have this
right,
class.
Exactly.
We have the enrollment for this class.
Absolutely. You know? Well, thank you for listening to another episode of The Tom and Tim Show, TNT, We Are Dynamite. And we'll be back next week.
Next week, happy Hanukkah, L'chaim, spin your dreidel.